It's time now here on RNIB Connect Radio to find out about some great Northern Ballet productions with audio description for blind and partially sighted people coming up over the next few months and a sneak peek into 2024 too. And I'm delighted to say that Pippa Moore, Northern Ballet's artist and learning assistant plus audio describer, joins me now to tell me more about a few upcoming Northern Ballet productions with audio description. Hello, Pippa, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Thank you so much for having me.
Pippa, we're going to start with The Return of Beauty and the Beast, a wonderful ballet that takes audiences to a world of colour filled with fairies, goblins and sprites too.
That's right, yes. This production was done in 2011, and I'm delighted that it's being brought back. It's really one of my favourites in the sense of its transformation and its themes, and it's quite a timeless sort of story, isn't it? And it's ours is based on the original tale that dates back to the 18th century, so there's no Disney take on this. It's the classic fairy tale of good versus evil and charity versus self-interest, vanity versus empathy, and it really explores that concept of inner and outer beauty.
And it's set to some wonderful music as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a compilation of all classical pieces that were chosen really just for the dramatic suitability, and they really capture the mood of the story. I mean, almost all the music is written by French composers, and it's between the period of 1870 to 1958. There's Bizet and Debussy, and there's real recognisable pieces as well, the Danse Macabre and Clair de Lune, which I think people will recognise. It's been used in a lot in background movies and TV as well.
And it's also been brought to life through the wonderful dance movements of the Northern Ballet dancers. Are there maybe a couple of sort of, I suppose, standout dance pieces from Beauty and the Beast that listeners should maybe look out for when they attend the audio described performances?
I mean, absolutely. The physicality of the beast, for example, you know, the choreography is really demanding and it's a very powerful role. So his solos, and sometimes they're to the organ music, which is really gets this intensity and fear, you know, going. So that's one moment. You've got a beautiful, in contrast, pas de trois, which is this dreamlike sequence with the beast and beauty and the prince. And the beast actually interweaves throughout their duet, the Beauty and the Prince. And he's imagining he still was the prince and how he would dance with Beauty. And it's really heart-wrenching. It's utterly beautiful. I love that pas de trois. But there's lots of imaginative things that happen in Beauty and the Beast. There's all the transformations of the set. There's the costumes, you know, inspired by haute couture. So there's a lot to describe and a lot of sort of rich imagery to work with.
So as a describer, you're going to be kept very busy, aren't you?
It's enjoyable, though. It really is.
And Beauty and the Beast is on until the 24th of November, and it's touring through a couple of places. Do you have details of the audio-described performances?
Yes, we've just been to Nottingham, but we're actually in Newcastle next, and that's on the 11th of November, the audio-described show. That'd be at 2:30 with the Touch Tour at 12:15. And same times, but in Norwich on the 25th of November. So they're the next two for Beauty and the Beast. We do come back to Leeds with it, but that's not till next June.
Well, people can possibly look out for that later next year. But we must also talk about the return of another Northern Ballet classic, The Nutcracker, one for the whole family in the lead up to the festive season. And this is a wonderful ballet for everyone to enjoy, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. And it's backed by popular demand, actually. We're just in Leeds, at Leeds Grand, on the audio described show is on the 2nd of December with the Touch Tour at 11:45 and the show at 2 p.m. And yes, this is a real family favourite, and Nutcracker is so hugely popular all over the world. It tells the tale of the young girl who's totally enchanted at Christmas and the imagination and the dreams that this sparks off. And our production is set in the Regency period, which gives it a very luxurious and elegant setting, and again, highly enjoyable, I think, as a pre or après Christmas treat.
Yeah, I know a lot of people who come back time and time again to the Nutcracker as a real sort of start to Christmas for them. We must also talk about a ballet for children and their parents too, which is one that's the story of the tortoise and the hare. And I think we all probably know the story of the tortoise and the hare, but how has Northern Ballet brought this to life for a younger audience?
Well, the ethos of our children's ballets are this sort of perfect introduction to ballet and live music. They're only 40 minutes long and they have a more relaxed feel, the productions. And for people who may not normally attend ballet or theatre, it's this opportunity to experience the magic of the arts, possibly for the first time. All of the shows have very endearing costumes and sets. Tortoise and the Hare, as you'd imagine, have got quite a few bushy-tailed characters. And, you know, every character is so well defined, and the super storytelling, because it's really important, obviously, for our little ones. And it's very exciting for me because it's the first time we're actually going to do audio description for one of our children's ballets. So we're going to pilot it here at our lead Stanley Norton, Audrey Burton Theatre at Northern Ballet. And then it goes on the national tour. So come along on the 16th and the 17th of February. We've got the audio description at 2 p.m. I'm going to do a touch tour prior to the show, and those details will be, you know, more apparent closer to the time. But I've got the box office phone number for anybody who is interested as well to ring up. Possibly give it now. It's 0113-220-8000. It's 0113-220-8000, and our lovely staff will give you all the details and times for that. But yeah, very exciting.
I mean, it does sound like a wonderful introduction for young people to both music, movement and dance, and for their parents as well. I think it sounds like a wonderful one. Before we come to the very important Northern Ballet website, we must also talk about the return in 2024 of Northern Ballet's electrifying production of Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, another one that's one of my favourites. And I think for most people, actually, they still talk about this production today, even though it premiered in 1991. But it's really one of the most beloved and critically acclaimed productions of Northern Ballet. I guess, again, it's the greatest love story ever told, isn't it? But, you know, dramatic, intense, romantic, and as to Prokofiev's music, it really is one not to miss. And this goes quite a few places as well. Leeds, Sheffield, Nottingham, Norwich and London.
Oh, wow. Well, we might be able to talk a little bit more in detail about Romeo and Juliet next year before the actual tour starts. But Pippa, if listeners would like to find out more about the audio described performances of the Northern Ballet productions we've just chatted about and others, where's the best place for people to go?
Simply on northernballet.com/audio-described.
Well, that's an easy website to remember, isn't it?
Yeah, yes.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you very much indeed, Pippa, for joining me again here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me all about some fantastic upcoming audio described performances of Northern Ballet's productions.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to speak to you, Toby.